Hello, everybody. Monday, July 19th, 2021. If you're new to CrossFit Linchpin, welcome. Hope you're very happy. And if you've been around for a while, of course, thank you for your continued support. If you are brand new, pause this video before you continue watching this. Watch the other video attached to today's training, which is entitled New to Linchpin? Watch this first, because that'll give you all the information you need to understand everything that I'm about to dive into. You need that context. So check that out, then circle back here. If you see some steam on the camera, that's my coffee, so I apologize. Need the coffee. Who's kidding who? Today's workout, it's a good one. It is a CrossFit Games open workout that originally made an appearance in 2011. I think it circled back in 2014, I can't remember, but it did come back again. But originally, it was CrossFit Games Open Workout 11.1, and it was a beautiful trap because it looked short, it looked light, it looked simple, it looked easy, and it was none of those things. It was a bruiser. So the workout is a 10-minute AMRAP of 30 double unders, and 15 power snatches, 75 pounds for the men, 55 pounds for women, which for a lot of people is a very realistic loading, and one that they thought, I'm just going to just cycle this thing the whole time like a beast, and it got really hard really fast. And I love workouts that are a trap, and today's a great example of that. We also have a two-person team version, because fitness with friends is fun. And that's a 20-minute AMRAP of partner A does 40 double unders and then 20 power snatches. And then partner B does 40 double unders and 20 power snatches. And those reps are slightly higher than the individual version for a reason, because I think that's going to work a lot better with the work-rest ratio that you'll get built into the partner version. We've got a video showing the double unders, video showing the power snatch, and hey, if you touch and go the barbell the whole time, fantastic. No trips in the double unders, great. It's not how it's going to go for most of us. A super fitness robot score would be 6 rounds or more. More likely, 4 rounds or more. And if you're like, 4 rounds? Doing the math in your head about how long things take, you're like, that seems like a really, like the score should be much higher. Exactly. Because the compounding factor of the work adds up in a way that most people didn't see coming. So again, a beautiful workout. Scaled option. We're still keeping it a 10-minute AMRAP, and the weight stays the same, 75 pounds for men, 55 for women, still 15 power snatches. But the only difference is instead of 30 double unders per round, 30 single unders per round, just to keep the pace and keep the athlete moving nicely. And then there's a two-person team version in the same manner as the workout of the day, and a video showing the single under. Limited equipment option, here we go. 10-minute AMRAP, 30 double unders, and then 15 dumbbell power snatches with a 50-pounder for the men or a 35-pounder for the women. And of course, the dumbbell power snatch is always the default is a one-arm alternating power snatch. So that's 15 reps total per round. Not 15 per arm. And there's a partner version of that. We've got a video showing the dumbbell power snatch. The no equipment workout today. 10 minutes for max meters of the burpee broad jump. So you do a burpee. Instead of jumping into the air, you jump forward as if you're doing a broad jump. At the end of 10 minutes, see how many meters you have covered, and that's your score. Couldn't be simpler. Accessory work, optional as always. You've got linchpin barbell complex number 2, or some sprints. Let's see, I'm going to take that down one. Here we go. So linchpin barbell complex number 2 is for load, one power snatch, one overhead squat, one hang squat snatch, and then one full snatch. And that is considered one complete complex. You did a complex. So you're going to do 2 to 4 complexes, okay? Resting 2 minutes between each. and it does not need to be unbroken. So maybe you do the power snatch, you do the overhead squat, and then you drop it, and you pick it up, you do the hang squat snatch. So that's perfectly fine. It doesn't need to be unbroken. You choose the loading on that. And you can make it a beautiful technique day, or you can, of course, you know, go for broke and get some serious loading going on there. It's completely your call. So it's linchpin barbell complex number two, or, so not both, or sprints. You would choose one of these, 1,000-meter row, 800-meter run, or 3 minutes of a max effort on the bike. So enjoy that. That's the first piece of the accessory work. It's an either-or, pick your own adventure. And the second piece of the optional accessory work is 50 to 80 GHD sit-ups in as few sets as possible. And of course, we have a video showing the GHD sit-up. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the foam roller for the back and lats. Trap stretch with a lacrosse ball, holding for a minute or two between each side. And then calves and foam rolling. And each of those stretches have a video. Last thing we have, this final sentence, which I hope you pay attention to. It says, remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. That's it, and I will see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.